So, people have been wondering, what the hell's going on with you, Tom? What's going on with you? What's all this crazy shit between you and your ex? Yeah, me and my ex. How about this crazy shit? And a lot of you don't know this, but I really never cheated on her up until the very end. And obviously she had a relationship going. How about this? The woman who, I'll never be nasty. I'm not a cheater. I'm not a hoe or nothing. Well, get this. Admitted on her radio show the other day that she got remarried. Less than a month after I'm thrown out of the house. How crazy is that? That means some crazy shit was going on. And then she gets married to a hillbilly dude. I mean, we're talking lowlife people. I'm not just passing judgment. This guy's a fucking absolute lowlife. So she goes from me, Mr. Drive a Lexus, real good job, to Mr. Disability, you know, living off the government. Yeah, okay. Well, let me tell you a little something about this. I guess she really kind of never really wanted to work anyway. And I kept encouraging her to work. So now she has a guy that she doesn't have to contribute anything to. Whoa. Nothing. No working together in the household or nothing. So I guess I got off pretty good. However, a lot of people don't know this, but she also stole a lot of my items. She can come up with any lies that she wants as far as your dad gave that to me or this or that or whatever else, but they're only things. They're only things that I can replace. She can never replace the things that I had stolen from me because she'll never be able to make that kind of money. So, and this guy she's with, Mr. fucking hillbilly backwoods motherfucker, and I'm talking hayseed, backwards, can have my fucking already used up fucking booty shit, I don't care, okay? I done fucked her from every which way anyway, so I don't really care, you can have her, I know you're probably going to listen to this. And I'm not scared of you, you can show me your guns and everything else, but I don't care. The difference is, you know, I have been a lifelong Satanist. I worship Satan. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, he's my God. And there's no fear for me. I don't fear going to the cur at death either. So, you know, you can run your talk or whatever you want. But one day I will get revenge. And it won't be revenge upon the situation there. It'll just be something. Who knows what it could occur. Whatever, whatever. But anyway, what's up with me? I left a job. Again, Cindy wasn't contributing nothing. She just was lazy. And she'll complain about all this stuff like, you know, you never pay no attention to me and your dick don't work and, you know, and you were a slob and you didn't shower. And I could just hear her fucking crazy lies. Just realize this. She stole about $50,000 in my stuff. So of my stuff, I filed a police report, and in Michigan, it's civil. So there's not much I can do. I really don't care, because it would have never led me down the pathway I'm on if I would have just stayed and tried to reconcile. And before that, this new marriage evolved, according to her, and it's probably a lie, but anyway, because, you know, she's such a good liar, along with all her others. Advents of I'm so classy, etc., etc., but a lie, that's what she's good at. And she'll claim that I am, but you know, we already know the truth from that regard. But anyway, looking at this whole thing, I would have never ended up in the good situation that I'm in. And here's a good situation I'm in. I moved out of the godforsaken state of Michigan, the cold, the stuff that Cindy loved. She loved the fucking cold because she never had to get out and drive in it because she don't drive anywhere. She never went to any jobs or anything like that. And, oh, this doctor from this hokey quantum university shit, please. Okay? Cindy has never practiced any medicine in any hospital or anything. She might have practiced internet medicine, but that's about it. And she could say, oh, my degree is bought or whatever. Yeah, it's bought because I had the credits. I had real credits from a real college, Michigan State. Dumb. But anyway, back to the story. So anyway, I move out, get out of Michigan, get rid of the Jeep, change over, buy the most beautiful Lexus. It had some problems. It broke down right away, but it's a used car. So I fixed that, got my ass in the car, loaded it up, and got down to Florida. Now, I've only been down here a week, and people go, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's okay, I'm going to go find a job down here. Because unlike my ex, I will be working. She'll be doing what? Sitting around, sucking off that guy's dick and taking his fucking Social Security check. Or whatever, I don't even know how old this guy is, but he looks like a hayseed anyway. Trust me, if I had photos of him, I'd show you this guy. But anyway, and he can have my leftovers, I don't care. I've done fuck that girl from which way to from Sunday, so I don't care. I'm not whining over it. I'm just telling you some things you don't know. Including her waning of faith. I mean, her faith was going to the same religion as mine. Off to something else. My church has immediately been called, and I've removed two people and replaced those two people, but it's okay. But anyway, on to where I'm at. I'm in Florida right now. I'm in Orlando, and for those of you who have been to Orlando, you know it's a wonderful place, and I'm going to Marvel Universal Studios. I'm taking a mini vacation, something that Cindy would never do. Cindy never wanted to go anywhere because of COVID. You know, this, that, and 20 million excuses. And she'll probably say, oh, I didn't want to go nowhere with you, of course, because, you know, that's her MO, but she didn't want to go anywhere. Hell, we used to go somewhere all the time, but then it got to the point where, guess what, she didn't want to go nowhere. So what do you do? So maybe this guy, he don't go nowhere, so maybe that's why she's happy in that situation. I wanted to go places she didn't. She wanted to live in the north. I wanted to live in the south where it's warm. Who's smarter? Michigan, that state is falling apart. Down here, it's growing. I'm going to be out work looking for a job. I'll be able to find a job. It's just a matter of days. And then I'll get my place. But here's the best part. A girl who was Cindy was so jealous of appeared in my life. And I'm not going to talk about this yet because I know she went on and bragged about how I got remarried to this guy. Okay, hayseed fucking hillbilly dude. South Carolina dude, okay, whatever. Anyway, I ran into somebody who I fell in love with long ago. And I really want to get back with her. But I'm not trying to get married tomorrow by any means. I just want to kind of like go out with her and hang out with her. But, you know, jobs are important first and a place to live and everything else. I'm not homeless. I'm staying at a very nice hotel with a pool. Etc. etc. Beautiful place in Orlando, but I'm moving closer to Tampa, I think, in the end. And I'll get a place over there, and when I get a place, I'll invite this new girl back over. Again, I'm not getting married anytime soon. I'm not trying to rush from one to the next or whatever. And Cindy and I, shocking news, we were only married in the eyes of our God, which she disrespected. And she can say the story any way you want, but she just disrespected this situation. So one day that'll come get her too. But not me, I won't have to, but, you know, the whole situation will turn around her because she's starting to lose faith and go backwards and, you know, oh, I'm a Native American and this guy, he's a Native American and okay, so you met yourself another person who's a Native American. Maybe you can all go work at the casino together or something. I don't know, but anyway, so I moved down here, ran into the most wonderful woman that I had known for a long time, but she hasn't changed. She's still as beautiful ever. Actually, even more beautiful now than when I first met her. And I think I'm going to chase her, guys. I think I really am. I think she's a wonderful lady, and her and I, we hit it off again, and so good. We have great conversations. So maybe my life will completely turn around, and I don't bank on everything. I just know that I always, in the back of my mind, cared for this woman, and I missed a couple opportunities, and Cindy kept me away from this woman, and I shouldn't have, and there's a whole lot of shit that went on. Cindy was a real jealous woman, and it was crazy. I mean, you know, like I said, when I got the inkling that she started to cheat on me, I ended up going out with this black girl from Flint. And, you know, she was real cool, but I just didn't get along with her. She didn't have any kind of a cult background. She didn't have any, like, sales background, nothing at all. So that was just kind of like, oh, hit it and quit it type situation. But it's okay. I mean, you know, I just found it wasn't cool. Well, that's when I decided I was going to move and kind of move on. And I think Cindy kind of knew this a little bit because she had already started her cheating, which I guess really she's not cheating anymore because we were only married in the eyes of God. She was never my wife on paper. So I guess, you know, however you want to call it, but just insanity. But anyway, so that's what's going on with me. I'm starting over. I'm going to hang out with some of my friends over the next few days, enjoy myself, get my head together, take a great vacation, do some business for the church, ancientchurchofgod.com, get that all straightened out, have the conversations, rebuild that, put in some new people, remove some people, do that, get that going again, and get that going down here. I don't think I'm ever going anywhere else but Florida. State is wonderful. And for those of you who have never been here, you're missing out. The shit's booming around here. I mean, we're talking people everywhere. And if you don't like people, I understand. But beautiful temperatures. It doesn't matter they get hurricanes. You just drive inland. Okay, you don't live in those places if you're scared of hurricanes. You live on other coasts or whatever. There's so much beach here. Hell, I ain't even had a chance to go hang out at the ocean. I'm excited to go hang out at the ocean. I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm just in Orlando. I mean, I'm going to Universal Studios. I went mini golfing. I've ate some wonderful food. I went and seen one person I really care about. I mean, now tomorrow I get to spend time with a good friend of mine that I haven't seen in 10 plus years. Then maybe longer than that, maybe 12 plus years. And then Saturday and Sunday, I get to spend time with two of my best friends, you know, him and his wife. Well, he's closer. I don't really talk to his wife much, but my best friend. And then Monday, asked to the grind, well, I have to come back to Orlando because I'm here till Tuesday in Orlando. And then go back over to Tampa, and I'm going to beat the ground for a position. Even if I got to wait a little bit past Christmas or whatever, I'm good. I'm good on that. I've got enough money. So I managed to come out of the situation with plenty of money, which is good. And I'm down here, so everything's okay. Everything's okay. I got my new car. For those of you who haven't seen my new car, oh my gosh, I'm talking a monster. The guy did some modifications on this car. It's over 400 horsepower. I got an LS460 Lexus. It's like driving a limo. Fast, just incredible, black, chrome wheels, good looking car. Now I just got to take and put some different wheels on it, tint the windows. I'm going to do that real soon here and then get my life straightened out and move on. And then I'm going to go back to podcasting. I'm inspired now, and the reason why is the woman that I knew, she has a huge podcast that she does, and I'll share that in the days ahead. Her and this gentleman named Harry that I met, really nice, nice guy. They do a really nice podcast, and they help local businesses and things like that, which is really good. I'll get a link and share that link with you all, so that way some of my listeners can maybe check out her podcast and this gentleman's podcast. And I mean gentleman, nice guy, wonderful guy. And just some nice people I got to meet, and that's something I haven't done in a while because Cindy kind of boxed me in, and she really didn't really like to go nowhere, so it kind of just kept me home, you know, because when you're out dating somebody or you're married, I guess, air fingers quote married, you don't really want to kind of disrespect your wife and go hang out. And I hung out a few times, but I didn't do enough of that with people, nor did I really have a good time. But anyway, that's what's going on. She can talk smack all she wants about me. But I'm the happiest motherfucker now. And that hillbilly dude, he can have her. He can have her all day long. I've already done had her. Let's put it that way, bro, if you're listening. So I'm not missing nothing. I'm moving on to something else, something better and bigger and greater. And Cindy in the last, I mean, when I met her, wonderful lady, got along good. She helped my dad, so I give her that, okay? But her desire to do anything occult-wise, and she'll complain, well, he didn't want to do this, he didn't want to do that. I'm a ceremonial magician, and she obviously don't understand. She's a ritual magician, and, you know, basically kindergarten versus advanced level college. She don't understand what I did. And more being ceremonial, you're going to do more commune, you're not going to do, you know, open place rituals, etc., etc. And she kept a lot of my ritual items, including my dolphin candle holders, and just claimed stupid. All that stuff, one day, there'll be something backlash for that, trust me. But, you know, wait a few years and see what goes on. You know, that's how that goes. Slow. The ceremonial magician's magic is a slow process. And, you know, I guess maybe that half-rotten leg of hers will start causing her problems. You don't know. You know, there could be a lot of different things that could occur. You know, maybe things, you know, I don't know. I don't really want to talk about too much more on it, but, you know, the problem could come around real easy. Don't care about that guy. He's too dumb and too much of a hillbilly to really give a shit. He's kind of a fucking wimpy dude anyway, so it's okay. She can have the wimpy dude, the hillbilly, whatever trash guy that he is. I can tell. You could, you know, when you see somebody and the way they talk, you can just tell they got low intelligence. And so Cindy's going to prop him up like he's a caveman. So that's a cool part, you know, for her. That maybe gives her that good role. Maybe that's what she was looking for. Well, she'd be looking for somebody to go hunt Bigfoot or whatever with. And, you know, that's fine. That was cool. But, you know, like I said, that's a big fad for Cindy. Everything's a fad. The occult was a fad. You know, pretty soon it was volcanoes, earthquakes, all these things, you know, survivalists, you know, intrinsically she's really just a hoarder, hoarding all kinds of shit, and she stole my stuff, so, you know, I guess, yeah, I can hate on her over it, but little did people know this stuff about her, so I figured I would just kind of tell you the world a little bit about what was going on. I don't need to tell you all the other stuff, because I'm not trying to pile this shit on, but, you know, I can tell you this, that she's going to come up with all kinds of things like, I'm a thief, I'm a felon, I'm a human trafficker, I mean, anything at all, because that's just her MO. She's going to make shit up. And that's funny, because most of that stuff, I never did. And most people who know me know I did some rotten criminal things in my past, but nothing really that Cindy knew or could put her finger on, because the thing is, I never told Cindy a lot of stuff. I mean, we shared a few things, but I remained kind of silent. And I really, towards the end, to be honest with you, wasn't really that interested in having sex with her anymore. She was good, don't get me wrong. It was a good redeeming thing. This guy will have an enjoyable time with her. I already did. Go ahead, dude, you're good. But I just was not really excited over somebody that just was being a bitch to me. And I had some ED problems, and that added to the problems. Be a bitch. Be like a porcupine. You don't want to go near it. You're done. So I had to go elsewhere. After she went elsewhere, I knew what she was up to way ahead of time. She spent a few nights away. Can't talk on the phone. No phone signal. Okay, you're over there banging this other guy. No problem at all. Hey. You know, Hayseed was getting laid for the first time in his life or whatever, you know. I'm sure he had some trailer trash wherever he came from. I can tell. He just looks like one of those guys. Went from Cindy's probably the best thing he's ever seen. You know, with actually Cindy's got teeth. Well, fake teeth like I do, but, you know, probably the closest thing he had to somebody with a full set of teeth. And probably didn't smell like bad underarm deodorant, you know. Or smelly nasty. But anyway, I digress. But my show, I'm going to be talking about some different things. I'm not going to ramble on about this subject anymore. It's cool. People told me. I just want to apologize to people who listen to me that I didn't listen to you to leave her sooner. I am very, very sorry. I wish I would have, because she destroyed a lot of things and stole from me. And you could say, well, just call the police on her. In Michigan, you can. It's a civil matter. And, oh, yeah, everybody's quick advice is take her to court and sue her. Okay, you hire an attorney for $3,000-$4,000 and hope you win. The big key behind it is Cindy don't work. So as long as she hangs on to this stuff, I can't really sue her. I can sue her for a value, get a judgment against her, and I would win for sure. I can afford to hire an attorney. She can't. So it's like, but why? Because she will never pay. Because she can't pay because she's too lazy to work. So, okay. You know what I mean? She just wants to sit around. And she could claim disability. But here's where that excuse falls apart. If she's disabled, she could get disability. But she doesn't. She comes up with some kind of excuse that the lawyers can't help me. No one can help me. Yeah, you're just a lady, bitch. You just want to sit around, whine and complain, and take your meds because you're addicted to these meds. And trust me, she's addicted to these fucking medications. So, you know, she has a pain clinic that helps her, and et cetera, et cetera. But they ought to cut her off from it and teach her a lesson. What reality is really like, because, you know, maybe then she would go get disability and do it the right way instead of, you know, just kind of doing nothing. And maybe help out that new husband of hers. Hell, she didn't help me out. All she did is spend money on mine. And she could think, you know, I'm sure she'll go, oh, yeah, that was the perfect situation. I got to spend all time's money. Well, that's fine. I didn't give a fuck. I make good money. There was times I didn't make good money, but there were times I made good money. And I mean, good money to some people is bad money and whatever else, and you can say whatever, but since the beginning of this year, I've been averaging a couple grand a week plus. I walked away from all that just to change myself, to go do something better down here in Florida. I did something better. Cindy just did something, I guess, fucked up, I guess. I don't know, you know. Brought in some fucking hillbilly teetotaler dude that looks like, you know, something that crawled out of a trailer in the South. But that's all right. You know, maybe that's what she wanted in the end. Maybe she was just trailer trash so bad herself that I just didn't see that. I mean, maybe I didn't see the trailer trash in her. I don't know. You know, everybody tried to warn me. Bad, bad stuff. Get away from her. I didn't listen. I shouldn't listen. Boo-hoo on me, I guess. But that's the long and short of what went on. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to rant about it. I'm not. You know, I'm going to wait for her. She's going to tell you all kinds of bad shit about me. You know? I'm sure her and that fat ass Megan will get and grab up a show and create a show on me. But, you know, what do you do? I don't really care. I really don't. I'm not really that interested in that community. I got my own stuff I'm redoing. None of that will affect it. None of, you know, that's what I'm saying. They can throw spells all they want. They can cast it, their hearts out. Won't affect me. Those of you who know me, I'm a man of faith. Unwavering faith. Been the same forever. Can't affect me. Plus, if you did, I would make sure that, you know, I would affect you. I would slaughter goats. Do whatever it took. I don't care. I really don't care. Whatever it takes. Blood, whatever, whatever. But I guarantee that the magic bite would be the worst snake you ever had. And you try to send snakes at me, they never get through my armor. I'm enamored by my God, so I don't really care. What do you do? Never really had any problems. And you could say, oh, yeah, you know, this, that, and everything else. I've caused you problems over time. You haven't done shit. Because all this time, I always led a separate life. That was what was cool. Because I was never legally married. And I until you, if you would have ever got married to me illegally, I might have been a little different of a person, but I never cared. I never shared much with her. I certainly was generous. I was very nice to her, caring. I took good care of her while I was with her. But I'm moving on, and I got something better that's in my eyesight right now. So anyway, when I'm back to work, everything's good. I'll have new broadcasts. They're going to be exactly what I used to get back to, and you're going to love them. Thank you, folks. I appreciate my long run out here, but we'll talk soon. Thank you.